We're going to talk about driven exercise. Driven exercise means exercise that you're undertaking for a purpose behind it. So, for example, because you're worried about your body image, weight, or shape. We'll talk about some more examples of driven exercise in a moment. Now, it's important to note that engaging in daily exercise can be acceptable. It's really important that exercise is not driven by concerns about your body image, weight, or shape, and that you shouldn't feel compulsions or feel like you have to do exercise. However, if you are in recovery from an eating disorder that has led to reduced body weight, you may have been advised that exercise is not appropriate for you, and you may have received advice to refrain from physical activity to conserve energy. And it is important that you follow medical advice and go by what your medical practitioner has told you. Now, we all know that exercise and physical activity can benefit both our physical and mental health, and it can promote lots of things like social interaction, improvement of mood, and support your overall well-being. However, the problem comes in with individuals with disordered eating patterns, because what tends to happen is that they'll struggle with their relationship with physical activity, as exercise can become a means of weight and shape control, and it can lead to extreme, rigid, or even dangerous behaviours that interfere with various aspects of our life. It can be particularly helpful to reflect on your relationship with exercise, and we're going to undertake an activity that helps with this. On page 3, there's an activity that looks at where driven exercise may come in. Now, as discussed before in previous activities, what tends to happen is that we may start to use exercise for a certain purpose, and it may start off as a benign, non-worrying, non-threatening behaviour. But over time, it can lead to more and more dangerous behaviours. So using this reflective exercise can be really helpful for us to pinpoint what's happening early on. I want you to reflect on questions such as, I use exercise to earn food, I exercise primarily to change my weight or shape, or I need to be slim or fit. Go through each of the questions, and I want you to score them on never, sometimes, often, or very often by putting an X in the box or a tick in the box. If you have noticed that you are ticking often or very often, then it's really important that you do discuss this with your practitioner. But we are also going to look at some techniques to help support you with this. And it's important that we implement these techniques, because while exercise and physical activity can benefit both our physical and mental health, we're trying to promote balance. And we want to make sure that it isn't taking over our lives and that it doesn't become extreme, rigid, or even dangerous.